If you were to hear a song by a group called Ekova, and you liked it and wanted to write down the words, you would be entering the world of a strange, new improvisational language. Ekova is made up of three musicians who are based in Paris, a percussionist from Iran, a lute and guitar player from Algeria, and Deirdre Dubois, who was born in Northern California, where she grew up listening to folk and rock. Dubois put the group Ekova together, and she decided to write songs using no real language, no actual words, or, looking at it another way, entirely new words. That's the way she found the group's name.
I started off with the first syllable, echo, which of course is a scientific phenomenon, you know, the echo. And ova is the feminine part, which is coming from me. So we have Ekova, which actually has different meanings in different languages, of course.
It works in French, too?
In French, it would mean the echo goes, echo va. In Italian, it means that's how it is. I mean, the reason that I wanted to imagine, make up a name for the group is because we're actually doing music that is very imaginative. And, of course, I'm singing in a language that is spontaneous. And so it goes very well. I think it goes very well with the band. Yes, I know my very certainly spoke become fear I attend I am out on time very seldom listen I listen a while for saying I very certainly
tell me, please, about the spontaneous language. How did it ever occur to you to start singing this way without words that really mean something?
Basically, it was a choice that I made to be free of words. You know, words are wonderful tools, but they can also be barriers. But also, I listened to a lot of Cocteau Twins and Dead Can Dance, which were both bands in the 80s that were doing some exceptional music.
The Cocteau Twins?
Cocteau Twins and Dead Can Dance. These are two bands that I was constantly listening to all the time.
Were they doing songs without words?
I never understood what they were saying. Some people said that, you know, Elizabeth Fraser from the Cocteau Twins was speaking in tongues. Other people said that Dead Can Dance was mixing Latin with other stuff. But I never knew, and actually I never cared to know. For me, the mystery was the poetry about it. And so that helped me in my search to express myself musically. And the day that I actually did decide to leave words behind, I felt so free. I felt like a bird flying out of its cage.
When you sing, when you create a song, you're just following what in your mind?
Instinct, some kind of poetic instinct. Something is coming through. It's like the music is talking.
And practically speaking, how do you write the song down after you create it? How do you get back to being able to do it again?
Well, our music is based on a lot of improvisation. We deconstruct and reconstruct in order that everyone pretty much knows where we're going. I mean, it's kind of important when you play as a group.
Right.
So that's what we do. So the songs are, you know, the melodies, and most of the words are, each song has their own, and that comes back every time. But the interpretation of the song is going to be different each time.
Todo si nice and all the he by USR. And an article and why was then how by USR. And this island in Saval by war then Kaita USR. In San article and why war then ta by USR. And this undying.
Have you had any thought though about going back? You have some songs with words here in your music, but going back, leaving this behind, ever?
No, because I did start writing songs when I was younger. But the songs I was writing were so personal. You know, it was a heavy thing to do, you know, really telling your own story. You know, like I said earlier, I feel so much freer in this music that we're doing. And that's also important for us to feel that we're creating our own genre, you know?
Ms. Dubois, thank you for talking with us.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Speaking with us from Los Angeles, Deirdre Dubois of the group Ecova, their debut album is titled Heaven's Dust.